KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, let's recap some high school volleyball action from the weekend at the Red Oak Tournament on Saturday in pool play in the East Pool. It was Abe Lincoln going 3-0, Red Oak 2-1, Creston 1-2, and Denison 0-3. In the West Pool, Harlan went 3-0, Clarinda 2-1, Atlantic went 1-2, while Trainer was 0-3. In consolation play, in the semis, it was Trainer over Creston 2-0, and Denison beating Atlantic 2-1. In the consolation final, it was Trainer 2-1 over Denison. In the championship bracket, Abraham Lincoln beat Clarinda 2-0 and Harlan over Red Oak 2-0 in the semifinals. The championship match saw Harlan defeat Abraham Lincoln in two straight games for the title. Elsewhere around the region on Saturday, in girls volleyball, East Union beat Orient Maxburg 2-0. Guthrie Center over Exira EHK 2-0. Logan Magnolia beat West Harrison 2-0. Missouri Valley beat Charter Oak Ute 2-0. It was Mo Valley over Logan Magnolia 2-0. Missouri Valley beat West Harrison 2 in a row, and Missouri Valley downing Nishnabotna 2-0. Nishnabotna also beat West Harrison 2-0. Shenandoah over East Union 2-1. South Central Calhoun beat Carroll 2-1. South Central Calhoun over Nottoway Valley 2-0. St. Albert beat Charter Oak Ute 2-0. They also picked up a 2-0 win over Logan Magnolia. It was St. Albert over West Harrison 2-0. St. Albert beat Nishnabotna 2-0. St. Albert over Missouri Valley also 2-0. And West Harrison beat Charter Oak Ute 2-1 in Saturday girls volleyball. In NFL action yesterday, Matthew Stafford threw two of his four touchdown passes to Calvin Johnson, and the Detroit Lions routed the Kansas City Chiefs 48-3 Sunday, their largest margin of victory in the regular season. Detroit broke its regular season record set with a 44-0 win over the expansion Jacksonville Jaguars in 1995, and they matched the mark set in the 1957 NFL title game when they beat Cleveland 59-14. The Lions led Kansas City 20-3 at halftime and 41-3 early in the fourth quarter, after turning two fumbles into touchdowns. The Chiefs lost more than just the game, coming off a 34-point loss at home to Buffalo, as Kansas City running back Jamaal Charles was carted off the field midway through the first quarter with an injured left knee. It's believed to be an ACL tear. Cam Newton is showing that the Carolina Panthers knew what they were doing when they drafted him with the first pick in the NFL draft. After tossing for 422 yards in his first game last week, the Heisman Trophy winner connected on 432 yards in his home opener as the Panthers lost to Green Bay 30-23. Newton also ran for a four-yard score with 37 seconds left to bring the winless Panthers within 7 points. Aaron Rodgers of the Packers threw for 308 yards and two scores as the defending champs upped their record to 2-0. Elsewhere in NFL Week 2 results, it was another insane passing day for Tom Brady, who has thrown for 940 yards the first 2 weeks of the NFL season. That's a pace to throw for 7,520 yards for the season. Brady threw for a mere 423 yards 6 days after setting a single-game team record of 517 as he led the New England Patriots over the San Diego Chargers 35-21. In his first game back in Atlanta since coming out of prison for his role in a dogfighting scheme, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Michael Vick left early with a neck injury and appeared to be spitting out blood after being slammed into one of his own linemen late in the third quarter. Backup Mike Kafka took over for Vick and finished a touchdown drive that gave Philly a 31-21 lead, but Matt Ryan threw four TDs and the Falcons defeated the Eagles 35-31. Things are somewhat back to normal in the AFC North as Baltimore and Pittsburgh are tied for the lead. After demolishing the Steelers last week, the Ravens were beaten by Tennessee 26-13. Pittsburgh bounced back from that lopsided loss to Baltimore last week as they posted a 24-0 win over Seattle. The New York Jets cruised past Jacksonville 32-3 as Mark Sanchez threw a couple of TD passes. LeGarrette Blount's four-yard touchdown run with 31 seconds left lifted Tampa Bay past the Minnesota Vikings 24-20. Drama in Washington, and it had nothing to do with politics. This time, Graham Gano kicked a 34-yard field goal with a minute 45 left as the Redskins moved to 2-0 with a 22-21 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Drew Brees threw for 3 touchdowns. The New Orleans defense beat up on Jay Cutler, and the Saints defeated the Chicago Bears 30-13. Fullback Peyton Hillis of the Browns carried for 94 yards and 2 TDs as Cleveland goes to 1-1 with a 27-19 win over the Colts. The Buffalo Bills had a thrilling victory as Ryan Fitzpatrick threw a 6-yard TD pass to David Nelson with 14 seconds left, capping a wild back-and-forth final quarter in a 38-35 win over Oakland. Willis McGahee ran for a touchdown, and Eric Decker caught 2 TD passes from Kyle Orton, leading the Broncos past the Cincinnati Bengals 24-22. The Houston Texans riddled Miami's sieve-like pass defense for 230 yards in their 23-13 win over the Dolphins. Tony Romo atoned for last weekend's fourth-quarter meltdown that cost Dallas a win against the New York Jets. Playing with a cracked rib, Romo hit Jess Holly on a 77-yard touchdown pass play, or 77-yard pass play on the Cowboys' first play in overtime, and that set up Dan Bailey's game-winning 19-yard field goal in their 27-24 overtime win over San Francisco. A Connecticut official say that no foul play was involved when an Iowa State University student dressed as the school's mascot broke his arm during the team's game against the University of Connecticut. UConn officials say that police told them that the male student, who was dressed as a cardinal named Cy for the Cyclones, tripped on stairs at Rentschler Field during Friday's game. Witnesses had said he might have been pushed when he went into the stands, though that was not confirmed, and UConn officials dispute that. UConn athletic spokesman Mike Enright says state police told them there was no physical altercation and no foul play. The student was treated at a local hospital and released in time to return to Iowa on the team's charter flight. The Atlantic Coast Conference has extended its northern reach, adding Pittsburgh and Syracuse. Now the question becomes, will the league stop there or keep growing to 16? The ACC announced Sunday that its Council of Presidents unanimously voted to accept Pittsburgh and Syracuse, a move that increases its membership to 14 and sends the Big East scrambling to replace two of its cornerstone programs. The announcement caps a turbulent week of reshuffling for the ACC and will likely lead to another dramatic shift in college athletics that could mark the next step toward the era of 16-team super conferences. It's unclear when the schools will begin competing in the league. The Big East's exit fee is $5 million, and schools who want to leave have to provide 27 months' notice. For the first time since 2004, Ohio State is out of the Associated Press college football rankings. The Buckeyes dropped out of the rankings from number 17 after they lost to Miami 24-6. The new poll ends Ohio State's run of being ranked in 103 straight top 25 polls. Oklahoma remains number one after their 23-13 win at Florida State. The loss dropped the Seminoles 6 spots to 11th. For the third consecutive week, LSU and Alabama flip-flopped at 2-3. The Tigers move it up to second after winning 19-6 at Mississippi State. The Crimson Tide slipped to third. Boise State stayed at number 4. Stanford moved up to 5th in the rankings. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In Major League Baseball Sunday, Alan Craig hit 2 homers and drove in 3 runs. Chris Carpenter gave up 8 hits in 8 innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals improved their playoff chances with a 5-0 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. Albert Pujols also homered for the Cards, who pulled within 3.5 games of the Atlanta Braves in the National League wildcard chase with their 9th win in 11 games. The Cards are still 6.5 back of the Milwaukee Brewers in the Central chase. Elsewhere in National League play yesterday, it was Milwaukee over Cincinnati 8-1. Washington beat Florida 4-3. Mets over Atlanta 7-5. Houston beat Chicago 3-2. San Francisco over Colorado 12-5. Arizona 5-1 over San Diego. And the LA Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 15-1. In the American League, A.J. Pierzynski homered twice among his 4 hits and drove in 4 runs as Chicago stopped a 7-game losing streak and ended Kansas City's 7-game win streak, the Royals' longest since September of 2008. White Sox win at 10-5 yesterday. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Toronto over the Yankees 3-0. The Angels beat Baltimore 11-2. Tampa Bay downing Boston 8-5. Cleveland topping Minnesota 6-5. Detroit beat Oakland 3-0. And Texas 3-0 over Seattle. Minnesota's Justin Morneau is done for the season. He's been sent to the sidelines for the rest of the year because of concussion symptoms and a cyst that needs to be surgically removed. The Twins announced Sunday the first baseman will have the cyst removed from his left knee this week. The decision to shut down Mount Morneau with 12 games remaining in the regular season means the 30-year-old slugger and former American League MVP will have played in only 69 games. Morneau, who missed 2 months of the season because of neck surgery, hit .227 with 4 homers and 30 RBIs. Well, Sunday's rain at Chicagoland Speedway forced NASCAR to postpone the opening race of the Chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. It's the first Chase race to be rained out since the championship series started in 2004. NASCAR rescheduled the race for noon Eastern time today. The only Chase race that failed to be run to its conclusion was the 2007 event in Kansas, which was called for darkness after a rain delay halted action in the middle of the event. The race resumed but ran only 210 of the scheduled 267 laps. Matt Kenseth will start from the pole at Chicagoland when the race goes off on Monday. He said he didn't think the full day of rain would present many problems for those 12 elite drivers. In golf, Jeff Ogilvie is the big winner at the BMW Championship. Not the winner, mind you. That was Justin Rose. By finishing third, however, Ogilvie not only played his way into next week's Tour Championship, but he locked up a spot for the President's Cup in his hometown of Melbourne, Australia. Only three players, Rose, runner-up John Senden, and Ogilvie, moved into the top 30 of the FedEx Cup standings to earn spots at Eastlake. Jim Furyk, David Toms, and Hunter Mahan all qualified for the U.S. team for the President's Cup. Bill Haas, whose father Jay is the team's assistant captain, cost himself an automatic spot to the President's Cup squad with a horrid back nine yesterday. Tiger Woods was among the winners after the BMW Championship, even though he didn't play. Woods slipped to number 49 in the world rankings Sunday, meaning he will be eligible for the Chevron World Challenge, the tournament he hosts in Southern California in December. The Chevron World Challenge was allowed 2 years ago to offer ranking points, provided it will have only two sponsor exemptions, and both were playing among the top 50 in the world. Woods was at number 46 going into the week and was passed by Jeff Ogilvie, Sergio Garcia, and Bill Haas. Third-round leader Lexi Thompson shot a final round 2-under-70 as she won the LPGA's Navistar Classic in Prattville, Alabama. She finished 17 shots under par, 5 in front of Tiffany Joe and 3 in front of Angela Stafford. And Jadon Blake won the Songdo Champions Tour event in South Korea on the fifth playoff hole as he completed regulation tied at 13 under par with John Cook, Marco Mira, and Peter Senior. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.